USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A congressman is now saying he didn't mean what he said on the House floor.
A white Republican congressman from Arizona said he misspoke during a heated debate on the House floor. Eli Crane was debating Democrat Joyce Beatty, who's black, when he said,
"My amendment has nothing to do with whether or not colored people or black people or anybody can serve, okay?"
Beatty immediately called the phrase offensive and inappropriate. Crane says while talking about prohibiting discrimination in the military, he simply misspoke. I'm John Schaefer.
Lawyers for former President Trump are trying to delay the investigation looking into his attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. Trump's attorney asked two courts in Georgia to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from investigating him and reject the special grand jury report that is part of the inquiry. President Biden's re-election campaign is reporting $72 million in fundraising for the second quarter. The Biden campaign, Democratic National Committee, and joint fundraising committees raised the $72 million from April to the end of June and have $77 million cash on hand. Biden is spending the weekend at Camp David. It follows his trip to Europe for the NATO summit. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is stepping down as head of the Rainbow Push Coalition. The 81-year-old former two-time presidential candidate says he's resigning, not retiring, and there's a lot more work to be done. More people are seeking help from a new hotline.
Sunday marks 1 year since the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline took over the phone number 988. Federal officials say there have been around 5 million calls, chats, and texts to the hotline since then. It's an increase of 35% from the days of the old 10-digit number. I'm Jeremy Scott.
For the first time since Billie Jean King in 1963, an unseated woman wins Wimbledon. This is USA News.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any fashion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Escaped prisoner Michael Burham has been captured following a week-long hunt for the dangerous fugitive. Officials say the homicide suspect, who is said to have survivalist skills, busted out of a Pennsylvania jail through the roof Friday night. Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is under fire after suggesting COVID-19 was designed to be ethnically targeted. At a New York dinner this weekend, he claimed there was evidence that COVID was manufactured to attack certain races while mostly avoiding others. He said Caucasians and black people were more prone to the disease, while Jewish and Chinese people were less affected by it. Later, he said the New York Post story was mistaken and that he was actually talking about government-manufactured bioweapons. The IRS may owe you money, but a deadline is approaching for you to claim it.
You may have an unclaimed tax refund. To get it, though, the IRS says you have to file a return for your 2019 taxes by this coming Monday. The average unclaimed refund is around $900. An estimated 1.5 million taxpayers may qualify. USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
At the movies, good, but not great for the new Mission Impossible flick. The latest Tom Cruise vehicle was projected to make $90 million over its five-day opening weekend. It now appears Dead Reckoning Part 1 will bottom out at $78 million, according to Variety. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.